812, we don't have a guest today, so if you would like to play Jethro Trivia, 695-1620. We'll have audience participation today with a prize involved.
Oh, no, you can't have prizes.
No?
Awesome.
Oh, yeah, no, we can't have wagering.
No wagering.
We can't have
wagering's not the same as a prize.
No, it's not. No, 695-1620, 695-1620. If you would like to play Jethro Trivia this morning in lieu of a guest, since we don't
and
have
do you know what this sound
this
is? Those are two tickets to the Renaissance Festival.
Oh, she's deciding
in my hot little hand.
Well, maybe we were going to give something else.
Oh, well, then give something else.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I've had these in my room for 3 days, and I never
have
remember
you?
To.
They've been aging. Yeah.
Yeah, the king looks older. And
yeah,
every...
I'm sure.
Anyway.
Yeah. Troubling new research shows that life expectancy for less educated white Americans is down 4 years since 1999.
Oh, boy.
Not good.
I'm doomed.
The reason for the
please.
Dip, unclear, though researchers at the University of Illinois speculate rising obesity, that's it, increased smoking among less educated white women, and a lack of health insurance for the least educated. Not good. White women who hadn't graduated from high school lost 5 years of life between 1990 and 2008, according to the lead investigation. Not good. All right, let's play Jethro Trivia. Who's this?
This is Howard.
Howard, how are you today?
I'm doing great today. How are you?
Good. What do you do?
Good morning, Howard.
What do you do when you're not playing Jethro Trivia?
I'm a fireman with the City of Ryan.
All right, okay, here we go. If you know how to play Jethro Trivia, it's our oddly little informative news quiz that asks a simple question about pop culture and recent current events. It's a multiple choice deal. Kevin, you'll answer first. And then Kat, and then Howard, you can either use their good judgment or your own good judgment, which is probably better. Okay, so here we go. Here's today's quote. The best person I can think of, the most ideal person would be like Bruce Lee. That's the quote. That man was interviewed by a public radio station in Chicago. He's one of a very rare type of people sought after desperately looking for 4 years. What is he? Is he a fan of martial arts films? A martial arts fan, A, that's A. B, a martial arts fan who only competes during leap years. C, a big bucks campaign donor. Or D, an undecided voter. Again, the quote is, the best person I can think of, the most ideal person would be Bruce Lee. Who was that man? Was he a fan of martial arts? B, a martial arts fan who only competes during leap years. C, a big bucks campaign donor. Or D, the undecided voter. Kevin, you're first.
I'm going with C, the big bucks campaign donor.
All right, Kat.
I'm also going with C today.
The big bucks. All right, Howard, it's you.
I think I'm going to go with C as well.
Oh, no, he was an undecided voter.
But he still wins the tickets, right?
Well, I don't know. You want to give him the tickets?
Sure. I've got my pen.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, why not? Sure. Okay, sure. I mean, why not?
I mean, since he had to disgrace himself on public radio.
He did. He decided to do that. Howard, what's your last name?
Tipton. T-I-P-T-O-N.
All right. Howard, you know where we're located?
Yes, sir.
All right. Come by Crystal Park Plaza. We've got tickets. They're good for Sundays, any Sunday during the Renaissance Festival. Thanks a lot for playing this.
Congratulations, Howard.
The undecided voter. His name is Jay Abadal. He's 34 years old.
But Bruce Lee is dead.
Hmm?
Bruce Lee is dead.
Well, I understand, but again, he's an undecided. Maybe Jay doesn't know he's dead. Do you ever think about that? He could be supremely disappointed to find out about that. But they said he's not too happy with either of them when asked to describe the type of person he would actually like to vote for.
Now, maybe Jackie Chan would be good.
Well, it could be. I'm not sure that
I mean, he's funny.
Well, he is, but he does V8 commercials now, right?
Yes, he does.
I love me some Jackie Chan.
There you go. It's 8:17. Okay, one last time. We did this a couple of days last week. Do-it-yourself beauty tricks. Do-it-yourself beauty tricks.
Uh-oh.
Instant deodorant. Baking soda. It works just like it does if you stick it in the fridge. Just dab a little powder under your arms.
Oh, it'll make your shirt white.
Little pit powder.
I guess so. That's pit powder. Nice.
Okay. Thank you.
Instant breath mint, peppermint oil.
Well, sure.
If you need instant fresh breath and don't have mouthwash or a breath mint handy, a single drop of this essential oil on your tongue will do the same thing.
I've heard it's also good for headaches.
You can put it on your temples, as a matter of fact.
Wow, we're very crunchy this morning.
Now, a long time ago...
What do you mean, crunchy?
You put it on your temples and it'll be just fine.
Yeah, there you go. A long time ago, We used to do cinnamon toothpicks.
Oh, absolutely. As I was literally just going to bring that up. Yeah. I loved those.
Because we would get toothpicks, and we'd go to the pharmacy, and we would get cinnamon oil.
Yep, and you let them soak.
Right,
I've never heard of such a thing.
Oh, yeah, it was outstanding.
I used to sell them.
Just don't accidentally put them in cheese on your serving
tray.
Wait a minute.
No, don't rub your eye.
No, gosh, no.
Yeah. Sell them?
Yeah, it's cool. We couldn't have gum, but the guys would stick the toothpicks when we were on the playground.
Oh, sneaky, sneaky.
Say, hey, man, can I score some toothpicks?
For a nickel, you sure can.
Well, yes, hello. And again, I guess you can still buy that stuff. I mean, I don't know.
I'm sure you could. You can get cinnamon oil probably at Heeb.
Yeah, that's probably right, yeah. Or you could go to Sam's and get like the 1 gallon jug.
Start dipping into trees in it.
Yeah, do 10,000 toothpicks at a time. You know, just go ahead and do that.
Mankind. That's how we could get some extra money. We could make those and sell them.
Exactly. Sell them right here.
Why not? Have people call in the station.
Yeah, have a little pet monkey that, you know, an organ grinder. Now, I don't know if y'all have heard, 91 cases of the meningitis is pretty scary thing.
I saw that.
91 cases reported in 9 states. Tennessee's been the worst, 3 dead, 32 cases, but we've had some in Texas as well.
Yeah, no, you know what made me the most frustrated about that whole thing?
Mm-hmm.
So I read The Wire, and I looked at it, and then I get into the internet, I'm looking it up. The fact is, I guess they're just trying to cover themselves, but they'll say, yeah, it was sent to 8 places in 25 states. But you cannot find the list of the 25 states anywhere.
Well, I don't want to cause a panic.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, if you can look at it and go, oh, it's not in Texas. Well, or you know what I mean? I don't know.
Sure. Now,
that
what they're saying
frustrated
is
me.
New England Compounding Center has sent 17,000 vials of this steroid to pain clinics in these states. Now, that brings up an interesting situation, and that is compounding. What is a compounding pharmacy? A pharmacy that specializes in a preparation of medications by mixing raw ingredients. And really, until the advent of mass drug manufacturing in the 1950s, compounding virtually was the way that all pharmacies practiced. Remember the mortar and pestle?
Yep.
I mean, that's it. In the 30s and 40s, approximately 60% of all medications were compounded, as opposed to today, about 1%.
Now it just takes the amount of time it took to compound it.
Again,
it was a long time before you could find a place. We had to find a place that compounded for my mom.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, it took in Austin. This was in 2001.
Wow.
We ended up going to Georgetown for it.
But not in Austin.
Uh-uh.
That's interesting.
There may have been one in South Austin that was too far, but I remember it was very difficult to find somebody that would compound it.
The prime attraction is that they offer customized treatments for an individual patient's needs instead of a patient only having access to the standardized dosages and strengths and forms. Imagine a patient who is allergic to certain compounds that are found in mass-produced drugs, for instance, or liquid versions of solid medicines to make them easier to swallow, flavored medicines for children, creams or gel versions of a medication for topical application instead of an injection or taking it orally.
Yep.
But the other attraction is they often produce the compounds for much lower prices than your major manufacturers.
Oh,
really?
Kind of interesting. Now, so what standards do they follow? The FDA has stated that compound prescriptions are ethical and legal as long as they're prescribed by a licensed practitioner for a specific patient and are compounded by a licensed pharmacist. So it still can go on. Now, pharmaceutical companies are regulated by the FDA, and they've got standards, obviously, that they have to meet to make sure that the products are safe and each batch is consistent. Compounding pharmacies are, in fact, regulated by state boards of pharmacy. Thus, each state could have a different set of standards. So that does make it interesting that this company, the New England Compounding Center, sending these steroids out to about 24 states, are we sure that they did everything that they should? It can be a moving target, obviously. One professor told the New York Times the Food and Drug Administration has more regulatory authority over a drug factory in China than it has over compound pharmacies in the United States. So, compounding pharmacies, kind of the way it used to be. So if you walk into your chain store pharmacy today, ask the pharmacist, hey, have you ever done any compounding work? I mean, it'd be interesting just to know, because I would have to think that probably a lot of, maybe they did it in pharmacy college, But I would think that most of them probably are just kind of pushing pills and capsules.
I think most of them do have one person that can compound now.
Oh, is that right? Mm-hmm. Even in like a Walgreens or a CVS?
Yeah, that's thing. I've had one other thong.
Fun?
Yeah. One other thing compounded for my daughter, and that was at Walgreens.
And you didn't have any problem at all?
Not at all.
And was the price
about the
unusual?
Same. It's about
oh,
the
was
same.
It? Yeah. Was not significantly mm-hmm. different. Okay. Well, there you go. And I didn't know anything about compounding. I mean, it makes
Me
sense
neither.
That that's the way that they used to do that kind of stuff. But
well, especially with when my mom was passing, she couldn't take pills anymore.
Oh, okay.
But they wanted to make sure that she wasn't feeling any pain, so they compounded morphine so we could put it on her wrists, like at the pulse
points.
Oh,
so a topical. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Very interesting.
Not to be morose, but
well, no, that's
what they did it for.
Real practical application. Got it. Okay, it's 8:23.